Rand, you need a carpet planners.
Oh, hi, Richard. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment.
Oh, yeah. We got new cards. Everybody at the bank, they issued us all new cards.
Oh, no wonder. I can update it for you. Do you have the card on you?
Yeah. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. No worries.
I'm walking to my wallet.
Okay.
How was your weekend?
Other than the card? It was good. I got to take all of my grandkids to a water park yesterday, so that was a lot of fun, except I'm paying for it today. My legs are so tired.
Where was that at?
It's in Irvine, California, Southern
California.
Oh, you're
down south, yeah.
Yep. How about you? How was your weekend?
It was all right. I didn't do a whole lot.
Oh, you know what? That's my kind of weekend these days, to just kind of kick back and relax.
Right.
I like it. Oh, that's cool. Good for you.
Thank you.
You need that
when
you're a business owner now and then, don't you?
Yeah.
It's
a crazy world we're living in.
Isn't it? I know. It really
a lot of things going on. The banks are getting ready to crash. Are you ready?
I hope not. Yeah, I am. Go ahead.
463. This is a Visa card. 4636.
Okay, go ahead.
4636 7600 0007 16 expiration 0
4 I'm cracked up. What was the last 4? I'm sorry.
1426.
Got it. Okay. And then the expiration?
0726.
0726. Okay. And the code?
263.
First digit, please.
What's that?
The first digit again?
263. Are you talking about the security code? Yeah.
I heard the 63, but the phone cracked up. I didn't hear the 2, but I got it now. Okay. And is it still the South Seoul Court for the billing address?
It is.
Okay. Perfect.
So I'm originally from Sun Valley.
Oh, really?
Visalia area. My dad was a machinist in Burbank, and they made the wind machines for the orchards for the frost. So their company decided to move up here, and so we moved up here in 77. I was like 12, 13.
I've never been to that area, but I hear it's really nice up there.
Well, it's right below the Sequoia Redwoods, so it gives you a reason to go.
Oh, that's nice. Do they have river rafting up there and horseback riding and all that?
I think they do.
Wow. Oh, I love that. I've
been on a horse.
I've been telling my son they have to do that around here for sure. And California is such a beautiful state. There's got to be some up north, you know?
Oh, I'm sure there is up there. You just got to look around.
Yeah.
We're like in the middle of California. We're between Bakersfield and Fresno.
Okay. Yeah. My son is actually headed up that way. He's going to go and work an event, like a country music festival in Fresno. And so he said they were going to go a few days early and spend some time in Yellowstone, and they're going to do some horseback riding. So I said, why don't you look and see if there's some river rafting? If you're going to be in Yellowstone, there's got to be river rafting over there. So they might, because I said, it's no fun if you just go up there just to work and come back. You got to make some memories while you're there, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, hell yeah. How old's your boy?
He's 28 years old. Yeah.
Oh, he's the same age as my youngest daughter.
Oh, wow. Yeah, his girlfriend's going to bartend at the event, and he's going to bar back. So they said, hey, we might as well make a little bit of a trip out of it, you know? So they're going to in the neighborhood.
And I've never been to Yellowstone. I live right by it.
Oh, what? No way. Well,
yeah, I got to make a trip one of the days.
I was going to say, this is your sign to start planning something. If you're how far, when you say right by it, how far is it from you?
Oh, I don't know, hour and a half maybe. I don't even know.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool. Yeah.
The Sequoias, we're about an hour from the top of the Sequoia National Park, where the big redwoods are.
Yeah.
That's where everybody goes from around the world. They come there. And I'd ride my Harley up there one time. I don't know. That was about 8 years ago. I was up there on my bike. and a bunch of Chinese, Japanese, whatever they were on a bus, and they were taking, I had my hair real long too back then. And so they were taking pictures of, they were taking pictures of a biker. They probably thought I was Godzilla.
You know what you could do? You could get one of those GoPro cameras and put it on your helmet and go up there and film it and put it on YouTube, and you'd probably get so many views and make all this money on YouTube. Next minute, you'd get a check in the mail.
I don't think you can do that in the national park.
Oh,
I don't think you're allowed to, you're not allowed to film in the park now. Maybe
oh,
we'll see Bigfoot,
I did
huh?
Know that.
Yeah, because
yeah,
I watched
you know
other
what?
YouTubers that travel, and they said that they would get sued if they film in the park, which is BS.
Yeah, because that's the kind of stuff people want to see. That's why I was thinking it. I mean, if you have a Harley and you go up in the park with a GoPro, I'd watch it for sure, you know? So, don't
yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess there goes that idea.
Maybe in a couple of years. I got about a year and a half, then I'm going to retire, so.
Yeah.
Somebody else would take over this business.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and then
you're
going to have plenty of time.
Have you guys seen a drop in business at all?
Not for marketing, no. Believe it or not, we survived through the pandemic, and we did. I mean, everybody is still, paying for marketing and doing websites.
The scam, you mean the scamdemic.
Yeah, but when everything shut down and a lot of businesses
yeah.
were affected, our business wasn't affected, thank goodness, you know, but I agree, it was a scamdemic, and now they're saying it's going to happen again, and everybody's
well, that's because we got election coming up, yeah.
Yeah, it's
well,
it's horrible. I already have a plan for my grandkids in school. I said if that happens again, I'm going to have to put them in like a homeschool support group.
Hell yeah. I mean,
granddaughter,
that should teach them, yeah.
That was the worst, Grandma, having to go to school with a mask on. That was the worst. So I'm like, even if I have to help the parents pay for it, I can't let them do that to her again, you know. That's terrible.
No. Well, the scandemic,
yeah.
Okay. So you got to convince people of this, okay. So the governor
yeah.
went to the hospital and asked them, how many people did you have die in the last 2 years from the flu? They said, okay, so
yeah.
you're gonna say that this is how many is going to die from the COVID, right? Yeah? Okay, here's your money up front, but if you don't meet the quota, you have to give that money back. That happened at all
really?
The hospitals.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't know if you're a Trump guy or a Trump girl or not, but I am. Anyways,
I am.
1871, Ulysses Grant was the 18th president of the United States of Republic. He sold the United States to Britain, to the king and the queen, the people we fought to get our freedom. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And so, they incorporated, that same year they came out with marriage certificates, they incorporated the United States of America. So every president's been, you know, selected, put in there as a CEO. Okay, in 1913, the Rothschilds were the financial advisors to the king and the queen. Well, the Rothschild brought in the Federal Reserve, and it was privately owned. It wasn't a government entity. Privately owned by the Rothschild family. So the central bank, the Fed owns the central bank, and the Fed owns the IRS. We give our money to the IRS to the Fed, then they loan it back to us with the central bank.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No, so that's why the banks are ready to crash, you said, when I first started talking to you.
So,
oh, that's scary. That's scary stuff.
So the king and the queen said, hey, the United States won us in our war, you know, so let them fight all our battles. So any country that didn't allow the central bank into their country, we went to war with them. They'd give us some false flags. They'd ran some airplanes into some buildings and stuff like that. So we'd go in there and we'd fight all these wars, and our people would die. And we put in the central bank, and then they'd get their IRS, whatever it was called. And we made them into slaves, too.
Wow.
So what's going on is 60% of the world right now has joined the BRICS. The BRICS is a gold-backed currency system, and it's going to be one-to-one around the world. So, you know, if I work 10 minutes, same thing for the other person in China, get paid the same amount of money. You know what I'm saying? That way you ain't got to have all these trade wars, you know, where we ship all of our companies over to China because they got slavery over there, cheap labor.
Yeah.
So,
so
our dollar
Larry,
not
what are you,
our
What are you doing now? Are you just taking it out of, you're just taking it out of the bank and stashing it?
Yeah, I just, what I do is I just, when I got a bill that comes through on my account, the next day I go put the money, in. I don't keep no money in there. Not that I got a lot of money, but if you do have a lot of money, I wouldn't be keeping it in the bank right now.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because, I mean, who knows, because people that had it in those banks that crashed, they said, you know, oh, yeah, they're all FDI insured and stuff, but
that don't mean nothing.
They got it back. Yeah, who knows, they probably lost all that money. So,
the BRICS, you got 60% of the world that belongs to the BRICS right now, okay?
Yeah.
So what's that do? That pushes out the central bank, the slavery system. So they're pushing out the central bank. And these people, you're going to have, people are going to be rich. A lot of people are going to be rich. Okay, so once you take out the central bank and the Fed's gone and the IRS is gone, who are you going to owe your money to? All debt's wide plain. So if you've got credit cards, not a personal loan like between me and you, but your house, your car, your credit cards, it's all going to be paid for because it's a fraudulent system.
Oh, I see.
It's against the law. It's in our original constitution, you know, so. There's a lot of stuff coming out right now. Trump is the commander in chief, okay?
Yeah.
Steve Mnuchin was Trump's financial advisor when he was president. You know who that is?
No.
Okay, well, Steve Mnuchin, he was the financial advisor to Trump.
Okay.
He's a movie producer.
Okay.
Why would you have a movie producer in there? Because you got to wake people up. You know, they've been, thing on the wall, we call it the tell live vision. So they gotta wake us up, put us in the movie. That's why we're seeing all the stuff going on around the world. You know, all of a sudden got a hurricane coming through, tropical storm coming through California. And then they had the Burning Man this weekend. It got rained out all muddy. And then the stuff in Hawaii, you know, if you don't think they can manipulate the weather, remember that commercial? I don't know how old you are, but he said it's not nice to fool with Mother Nature.
Yeah.
That butter commercial?
Yeah, I remember that.
They had black and white TV. We had black and white TV, and there were scientists in there, like with a fish aquarium, making storms happen in there. They were making storms happen in that fish tank. So they can manipulate warfare. I call it weather warfare.
Yeah.
Once it's all done, though, I mean, if you ain't got no bills and you don't have to pay taxes, it's going to be a flat tax when you buy something brand new, not a used car that's already been taxed or a used house. And I'm hearing 17%, so that money's going to be distributed around the United States. So you want to have all these governments, the DMV, and all, you know, water's going to be free. Internet's going to be free. Electricity's going to be free. It's what they should be doing for us in the first place. We all need it. We all want it, you know, but we got these politicians buying property on the coast, you know, on the ocean, but they're saying global warming, because they get a better deal.
Yeah.
So, big pharma, the medical, all that stuff's going down. The education system's going to be changed. Trump, when he was president, he lined the main education person with a woman, I can't remember her name, and he did that a long time ago. So he's already got things in place, you know. So now that he's been indicted for all four of those things, now that that's never happened to an ex-president, sitting president, never happened, okay? So now that they did that, they opened the door for the real criminals so they can go after the real criminals.
Yeah, do you believe that?
There's a lot going on. I mean, it's all everything about our life is a lie, basically.
I'm gonna vote for him again.
Oh yeah, well, I think it's gonna be one of the things where you don't have to work, but you're gonna want it because you don't want to sit around. But you'll be doing something you love to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can pick and choose your jobs. You know, if you like to help people out, you can be helping people out. You know.
Yeah.
It's going to be a different world, let me tell you. And this is a global thing. They're draining the swamps around the world. And the Iraqis and ours, they had their summit meetings the week before last. They had their summit meetings. So that was for the BRICS. So all these countries are in line to join the BRICS.
Wow.
So once it hits, people are going to be tripping out. People are going to be tripping out. We're going to be living in a different world, you know. Okay, so Trump was inaugurated into the You know, he's the commander in chief, okay? Biden, you know, because we got a movie producer, Steve Mnuchin, making a movie to wake us up. Biden's already dead. Trump added on to Guantanamo Bay because there are going to be a lot of people staying there. Washington, D.C. is in the District of Columbia. It's not part of the United States. The king and the queen own that piece of land. That's why when they put the fence around it and the razor wire was on the inside like a prison, that's because they were trying to keep people in there. They could legally have tribunals there. So all these people you see on TV,
is that in a movie that's out now, or they're making it?
We're living in it.
Oh,
a lot of those politicians are dead and gone already.
Oh,
they got actors in there to wake, because they're trying to wake people up of what they've been doing to us all, you know, way before we were born.
So they're
trying to wake people up. They put them to sleep with a cell live vision. And there's six organizations that own all the media, newspapers, and the media around the world. Whoever gets to control the narrative, you know, they get to say what's happening. So all these people watching the fake news, they think that's actually happening. They're not watching the right stuff. You gotta go to YouTube and watch people doing, you know, podcasts and stuff.
Yeah.
They're on Rumble. They're all over the place.
What about Rumble? Yeah, I was going to say that's where you can find a lot of what's really going on. Yeah, exactly. Yep. So I enjoyed talking to you so much.
Yeah.
Richard. Thank you so much for all of your insight, and take care. Enjoy those beautiful sequoias up there. And thank you for updating your account, and have a really great rest of your week too. Okay.
You do, sir. Thank you, sweetheart.
All right. Yeah, you're very welcome. Bye-bye. Have a good day. Okay, bye-bye. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.